Good afternoon, Liberty Memorial Middle School. My name is Oscar Gonzalez. I am from Rio Grande City. I will be giving you some comments throughout your performance today. I want to wish you a good run today because you always want to get judged on your best run before UIL. So you can work on things you don't want to be judged on, things that you normally don't do. So here we go. Okay, make sure we start together. Got it back together in five. Got the jitters out. Good sounds. Yeah, I would back off the low brass in this section. Just a little bit less low brass would be nice, so we can have more woodwind, more clarinet color here for better balance. Yeah, those need to be a little bit, I need to have a little bit of a point to those corners. T, 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 2, 2, 2. Okay, we need to line up the same syllable that we're using to tongue all across. Yeah, tubas were laid on those downbeats. Yeah, just solidify that. Yeah, this would have been nice just with clarinet, first clarinet, maybe flute and a couple of baritones. Yeah, that's way too much low brass for this line. Oh, it's a second one, okay. Yeah, it's still too much, too loud to me. The first time should be piano on low brass. Okay. And then the second time when everybody joins should be a full sound, and we played both times the same volume, so there wasn't any type of dynamic contrast here. So see if the first time I can really play it soft there at 39. And then the second time when you do the repeat, you know, bring out more woodwind than anything, but bring out the whole band in general. Okay. Now that last note, you know, make it ring. Tone. Don't just tut. It's too short. Okay. It's too short. Let the note ring. You know, you got to give it the you want to end with your best sound, and got to give it time for it to really sound. If you make it too short, doesn't give the all the different harmonies to line up and create all the different type of sound waves to really make it gel and make it sound pretty nice. Okay, overall not bad, pretty nice. You know, just keep them working on a lot of clarity. There's clarity issues. If you know that you're not the melody, you need to try your best to play soft, especially with a band this big. This is a huge band. It's nice for the band to be big, but it can also, you know, harm in the sense that if you've got one trombone part and you've got, you know, 7-8 trombones playing the same line, and the woodwinds have the main, well, it's gonna overpower. So we just need to be very careful how we perform here. Yeah, better sound here of clarinets. Yeah, low brass, you could afford to play softer here. You're like that background fog in one of those movies. You know, it's there, but it's not taking over. Low brass need to be background. Mm-hmm. Gotta move together, little brass. Yeah, let's release that note together. Short, short. Dun-dum. Dun-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Make them the same. Yeah, bring more emphasis to the first eighth note. Peta, tita, tita, tita. Stress the downbeats more. Don't let it get away from you there. Yeah, hear the flutes have the melody here, clarinets have the melody here, and I can barely hear it. Yeah, we need to make sure that we're tonguing each note, little brass. I don't hear the start to every note. Yeah, work for a firm tongue to clean up those moving lines better. Bum bum, tone tone, tone tone, like a little bouncing basketball. Yeah, you want those bum bum, bum bum, like if you were dribbling a basketball but close to the floor. Right now, like if you were bouncing a basketball, bounce bounce, you want to bounce it like from the ankle down. Boom, boom. Right now, if you're trying to bounce a ball from like your waistline, it's too heavy. But you want a small dribble, the ankle down. Boom, boom, bounce, 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 bounce. Nice and light, nothing heavy. Okay, little brass. So work on that quite a bit. Overall, there's some tuning issues between trumpets, clarinets, and flutes at times. Not all the time, but there's some tuning issues there that we gotta really, really concentrate on. All right, especially when they're playing the melody together. All right, so take time to check what that's at. Russ, better entrance. Be watching your teacher so you can get a real good entrance here at the beginning. T T T T T. Yeah, you gotta make sure those long notes touch the rest. Yeah, we're getting out of tune there. Yeah, 2B4 27, 25 and 26. Really take time to tune those notes in the melodic line. Yeah, I'm getting lost with the melody. Better articulation. Tongue slur, tongue tongue. Tone off. Make sure that you're holding the quarter note proper value into the rest. You got to let that quarter note to before the end touch the rest with your sound. Okay? All right. Overall, not bad, not bad. Just a lot of, the bigger the band, okay, on a concert stage, the harder it is to clean. So, you know, the more effort it takes to really all sound alike because there's more people involved. Okay, so sometimes when you all play together, even though you might have, you know, a lot of clarinets, a lot of flutes, it still has to sound like one flute. You know, you want the judge to be like, if he was facing the other way, never saw the band, turn around, man, did that band just have like 6 or 7 players that just played really, really loud? And then you turn around, there's this huge band. That means that band played extremely, extremely clean. Okay, so that's your goal. You know, match your neighbor, listen to the left, listen to the right, listen in front, and see if you can match what they're doing. Okay, both sound-wise, that you're matching good pitch, that you're matching the articulation from one player to the next and to the next and so on. All right, so keep on refining, keep on trying to make, you know, a good ensemble sound, and really focus on cleaning, okay? I enjoyed your performance today. You all have a great day.